All right, we're going fishing this weekend, no matter what. Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA, Rex Howard, good morning. WTO 11, no weather, breezy today. Not good to be out on a boat. We're a little windy. I call it windy. Showers and thunderstorms, maybe later, 81. WTO 11, no weather is on the way. Michelle Rumschlag in from the Hancock County.
Just Hancock Park District.
I don't know why I put Hancock County.
I'm
thinking of the home show.
I know.
We were just talking about
that county in there. We are the
Hancock Parks.
Hancock Park District.
How many parks are there? I was looking and they're like hard to, there's a lot.
I don't know why 17 comes to mind. Because, well, we do have the variety. I mean, everybody knows like the big three, Riverbend, Lutzenburg, Oakwoods. We have Erlin. Of course, there's Blue Rock on South Main. And then we've got some of, we take care of Centennial Park in town and part of Riverside. We have the Waterfalls Pavilion, of course, on to Landing, which strangely enough is opening at the end of May. So that's coming up soon. but then we have like some river access areas throughout the county and then our conservation areas. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, I mean, everything, Hancockparks.com, of course, I'm here to talk programs, but if you get on the website, there's a drop down for parks. So you can get on there. There's maps linked to each of those drop downs. Mm-hmm. Tells you, you know, is there a playground? Are there, most have picnic tables and things there. Mm-hmm. I don't know I don't know if that's totally a 17.
You keep adding.
Sure.
Keep adding. Did you get the Cooper Pond?
Yes.
Have
we have that.
Pond,
it's not open just yet, so we're working on getting some of the fence things removed and some like dead tree removal and some of that stuff. So that will be, I think, later this year of when you got to be able to get to it. So that will be off of the Dold area there, Dold Lake, kind of the north end of Oakwoods Nature Preserve there. You'll have to go that way. We will not have parking there at the pond. It's just not. Logistically, it doesn't work. So,
gotcha. Okay.
We're working on that. Yeah, I've been out there a couple of times. No, it's a neat area. So, it's a great addition to the parks.
Future place, maybe you can have some fishing out there.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah.
But for this weekend, we've got our 27th annual fish festival, Saturday, May 3rd. And, of course, it takes place out at Riverbend Recreation Area there at Gertz Lake. I know the weather's going to be a little chilly, but it's. Yeah. We're rain or shine, warm or cold. And so this is starting at 8 o'clock, but you can start registering at 7:30 there at the Lakefront Activity Center. We're going to have trout's going to be stocked in the lake, courtesy of DNR in the Fisheries Division. And so it's for kids ages 4 to 15. So we're asking adults to pause fishing this weekend until after the event. There's plenty of fish. I don't have an exact number. We get close to 1,000 trout that go in there.
Wow.
These kids are not going to fish all those fish out. It won't happen. But it's a great time. We're going to have bait for sale on site. We have different door prizes. WFN, WKXA 106.3 Fox is one of our sponsors. So it's just a fun time to go out with the kids. If you want a spot, I would get there early. I used to be in charge of the event and people would show up before I got there at like 7 o'clock to get their space to fish.
Do some fishing.
No catch and release. So once kids catch 5 fish, they're done. So again, if you want to brave the little cooler temperatures, hopefully the rain, hopefully you don't get any precipitation, but, and it's free. You just need to show up. Again, we want you to register for those door prizes, kind of thing. So again, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at, and it runs from 8 to 11. So after 11 o'clock, a lot of people will just stay and the adults will start to fish. So it should be a good time.
All right. What else you got? There's so many things on here. I can't pick one on your list.
Well, we got lots of activities. Again, you go to hancockparks.com for kind of full information. So as the weather is getting warmer, of course, we might have even already seen some of the insects starting to come out. So we've got a program coming up on Saturday, May 10th of Insects of Hancock County. And so learning about what insects live here, what makes an insect, it has to do with their body parts. You're going to be able to make a little craft with that. And then hiking the trails, going out with some sweep nets to sweep through the grass and see what different kind of species we can find. Mm-hmm. And this is taking place out at Oakwoods Nature Preserve at 1 o'clock, meeting there inside of the Discovery Center. So a little talk first and then heading out on the trails. And this is for all ages. So there's no registration. It's free. So adults, kids, want to bring out the family. So Mm-hmm. Want to learn about insects on Saturday, May 10th at 1 o'clock.
And the spring bird migration is about to hit Northwest Ohio.
So there's, and this wind is going to just kind of blow things through. So yeah, we're getting a lot of warblers that kind of migrate through and other birds. And so on Saturday, May 17th, yes, we have a spring migration bird hike. This will be taking place out at Riverbend Recreation Area, meeting there by Shelter 3, which is in the Big Oaks Activity Area, at 9 a.m. This is for our adults, so those ages 16 and up. And yeah, looking for those things that, and things don't just migrate through. Some of them are migrating to come here. This is where they're a summer resident. This is where they come to nest. So could see birds like the scarlet tanager, orchard oriole, red-headed woodpecker, white-eyed vireo, and some other warblers again. Some do stay in nests. Some are just migrating through. And we'll head up north into Michigan, Canada for their nesting things. Mm-hmm. So again, free, no registration necessary. Meeting at 9 a.m. So again, I would dress for weather. So even if there's a little bit of rain, you know, rain's a neat time to be out in the parks. I mean, downpour, I wouldn't probably, but it just, nature just looks different when you've got, when it's just sprinkling. It just, it's just a little bit different. So.
Very good. Yeah. One more. What do you have coming up? Bone broth. What's going on?
Bone broth. So that will be taking place. Now you threw me off. Where's my?
That's on the
18th. Thank you. I knew we had that. Yeah. So that's something happening out at Litzenberg at the McInnes House on Sunday, May 18th. And these open houses are 1 to 4. Again, all ages are welcome. It's free. Right. So it's just like it says. It's cooking down bones to make a broth. And so that's how they would have, right? I mean, they're making soups and stews and different things. And so they would have boiled down chicken bones and beef bones. They would have had cattle that they would have butchered to make soup. It is a long process that you have to do. Chris Allen, one of our program specialists, will be out there. I'm doing this. And she, when we're doing different recipes, we do try some things out ahead of time to see how that works. And it was really good. She brought it in and we got to taste. So you do a little sampling, with that. Mm-hmm. So she'll have some kind of showing the process. We'll have some already available because it takes like multiple hours to cook these bones down. We'll have some available for tasting. We'll have some buttermilk biscuits to do that. Along with it. So again, want to learn that process, visit the McInnes House there. Bone broth on Sunday, May 18th from 1 until 4.
Things you learn with the Hancock Parks. It's great.
Right? Great. Yeah, we try to do a variety of things. And then also just want to put a little plug about summer camp. So there's a few that have spots available. There's not a lot that are already filled. But again, that's also on the website. It's not on our calendar, but when you first get on the website, we have that marquee that rolls through. You can click on that link, and that will take you to. So a few spots available. Not a whole lot, but that's par for the course. We do fill up pretty quick.
Very popular. Check it all out, HancockParks.com. Michelle Rumschlagen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Happy bird watching.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.
Hi, I'm Nicole Coleman.